This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Humble, proud, and here on a Monday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Come on in, stay a while. Gang's all here. We're fully assembled. Paulie back. Fritzy ready to go. Seton, Marv, and the backroom guys as well. 877-3DP Show. Every Monday, best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock. And if you haven't downloaded the app, please do so, so you can watch us do this instead of just listening and watching, or listening. Now you can listen and watch us do this. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. This first hour brought to you by the great folks at Kings Hawaiian. Every Sunday should be a Slider Sunday. Play of the day, poll question, stat of the day, all that forthcoming. The popular Reese Davis, host of ESPN's College Game Day, will join us, and former NFL quarterback Mark Sanchez will stop by as well. Tonight, Chargers at the Jets. Chargers at the Jets. Could you check and see if this is true? The Jets are 3-point underdogs at home against the Chargers? Because I would have thought the new and improved Jets would be favored in this game, Paulie.
I actually got the updated morning line, and the Chargers are giving 3.5 to the Jets.
3.5 now?
Yeah.
3.5. Okay. We'll recap the NFL, college football. Say good morning to our radio affiliates, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio. There's a lot of news that happened over the weekend, obviously, with the games themselves. You had an assistant coach at Michigan fall on the sword for the entire program, but does that make it all go away? Also, USC fires their defensive coordinator. I watched that game, almost that entire game, and you're watching two different teams with USC. That offense is great, averaging over 45 points a game. The defense is terrible. They're giving up just over 34 points a game. That is not a team that can be viable in the college football landscape as far as playing for a championship. Washington is good. USC, they gave up 570 yards, 50 points in that loss. And defensive coordinator Alex Grinch was relieved of his duties. He had been with Lincoln Riley the last two seasons. They allowed 47 points to Utah in the Pac-12 title game, 46 to Tulane in the Cotton Bowl. So it's not like we go, wow, this is a surprise. We knew they were bad, and they got worse. And Caleb Williams isn't going to win the Heisman Trophy because of this. And it's not his fault. If you had an average defense, Caleb Williams is probably still in the Heisman hunt here. But not anymore, as the Trojans have their work cut out for them. And keep this in mind. So you're leaving the Pac-12. You're going to go into the Big Ten. The four of the top five defensive teams are in the Big Ten this year. Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State, and Iowa. Those are the top four defenses, points allowed, in college football. You better play a little defense if you're going into the Big Ten and getting a head start there on firing the defensive coordinator. All righty, Seton, what do you have for us? Poll question-wise, hour one.
Well, we might as well start with our favorite thing to do on Monday mornings. Who had the worst weekend?
Okay.
Lots of big losses. Mm-hmm. Why don't we start with USC? That was a tough one.
You know, tied going into the fourth quarter, and I thought, okay. And I thought USC was going to win this game. I thought, okay, this is the last stand. You win this game. You surprise people. Caleb Williams maybe gets back into the Heisman picture. Now, all of a sudden, Caleb is still great. Lincoln Riley, the luster, the aura has maybe dissipated quite a bit. I don't know if he is as attractive as a head coach in the NFL as he was a month ago. We're like, hey, package deal, Caleb Williams, Lincoln Riley. Probably not the case. What else do you have, Seton?
Well, but I would say I'm not really sure why Lincoln Riley wouldn't still be attractive. I mean, their offense plays well.
True, but as the head coach,
it's not like you're looking at him being like, man, this guy really sucks at defense. Like, yeah, no kidding. That's not what he was hired for.
But if you go into the NFL, you have to play a little defense. You can't. Now, if he's going in as an offensive coordinator, you're going, like, yeah, he's great. You're going in as a head coach. Therefore, that defense, no matter how good you are on offense, defense has to be somewhat competitive, respected.
So that's worse for Lincoln Riley than USC as a whole.
Yeah. But if you're going to lose Caleb Williams now, and you know what the problem is. Like, that's that. You knew what the problem was going into this season. You had skilled position players. You had the returning Heisman Trophy winner. And you're thinking, okay, let's play a little defense. Can we, in the transfer portal, get some good defensive players? Yeah, I think so. You're USC. But when you watch them play, even the last drive by Washington, I think they gave up like a 50-yard run. This is a we-must-stop-you moment. Like, we got to stop you. Oh, damn, he's got 50 yards later. And I'm going, that to me was their season in a microcosm. They can't stop somebody when they had to stop somebody. Yes, Paul.
The Washington running backs had 316 yards against USC at 7.5 yards a carry.
And one of the running backs had over 300 yards. You're going, I don't even know if he's had over 100 yards in a game, but he had 300 yards, I think, in that game. Like, wild. All right, what else do you have, Seton?
Let's see. What else do we have? Oklahoma.
The last game against Oklahoma State before you guys get to go to the SEC. Like, yeah, see you guys later. And then Oklahoma State puts one on them.
I feel like that's actually better for Oklahoma State than it is worse for Oklahoma.
Probably. Mike Gundy can dine out on that one for quite some time. I'm a man.
Which is kind of irritating, actually. He got the upper hand in that one.
Well, can you imagine every cocktail party he goes to? Man, oh, man. Hey, let me tell you again about the Oklahoma game.
Here he comes.
Oh, here comes Gundy with the Oklahoma game. Hey, coach, how are you? Yes. Yeah, what else do we have there?
Let's see. The Bills' perception took a little bit of a hit. That continues to keep on taking a hit.
You know, the Bengals are in last place. But they feel like they could be the team to beat in the AFC, or at least one of them. And to beat Buffalo, you're watching Buffalo, and I'm basically watching Josh Allen. That's about it. And but, you know, the Bengals should have won that game, and they did. But now you're looking at the AFC North is unbelievable. I love the Ravens. I think they are a legitimate Super Bowl contender. And you know, the Browns defense is pretty spectacular. The Steelers defense is pretty spectacular. And then the Bengals, I think the Bengals might be as balanced as any team in that division. But Bengals last night picking up the win, and Buffalo. Who did we have on who didn't have Buffalo? Was that Chris Sims that he said he didn't have Buffalo making the playoffs to start this year? Yeah, well. All right. What else do you have, Seton?
Let's see. Man, Panthers. I don't know if it's bad for the Panthers, if it's worse for Bryce Young.
Okay.
The C.J. Stroud comparisons, though, weekly is just brutal.
But it's going to continue.
Man, that's...
It's going to continue. The thing is C.J. Stroud had one of the greatest rookie performances by a quarterback in history, and he does that on the same day as Bryce Young throws a couple of pick sixes. Here's C.J. Stroud on wanting the ball at the end to win the game.
That drive, man, it was special, and that's something in this league I'm learning, man. You got to be great 2 minute. And for me, I just want the ball. Just give me the ball, call the play, and I'm going to go make a play. So I'm happy with the win.
Yeah, it was good. He was great. He's had one interception so far this season, and he gives you reason for hope if you're the Texans, because now did you find your guy? And if you did, now you start to build around him. Deshaun Watson, they got rid of that smell, and now they're playing competitive football here. Whereas Carolina is boring. You traded up to get Bryce Young, and maybe he still is a franchise quarterback. He's not on the same level as C.J. Stroud. And it's not like you go, well, he's got all those receivers with the Texans. Tell me all those receivers he's got with the Texans. Oh, wait. What else, Eden?
I wonder if we did in 3 years from now.
Ooh, the 3 years from now.
3 years from now poll. I'm not giving up on Bryce Young.
No, no, you shouldn't.
And you know what, though? I don't have a root. I want them both to be immensely successful.
All right.
But I feel like we've heard, like, the I can almost see us saying, man, remember after that one game he put up, like, 500 yards? I thought he was going to be a thing. I thought he was a sure thing, talking about CJ.
Okay.
Don't you feel like people have those moments sometimes as a rookie where you're like, that dude balled out of his mind, whereas Bryce Young struggling his first year but then turns it on his second year? Sometimes what is so obvious and right in front of our face ends up being the opposite.
Well, what happens is the first go-through, sometimes somebody's really good, and then they get tape on you, and now they start to pick up tendencies. They'll see what your habits are. They'll learn your cadence. Like, all of those things, this is the job of the defensive coordinator, of those all-pro defensive players. Like, what are we seeing? Now we can solve this, or we can prevent this. It feels like C.J. Stroud, they're still learning, trying to figure him out. They figure out every quarterback at some point. Yes.
And even just the soundbite, like, just give me the ball and I'm going to make a play. Those kind of things, you know, 8 weeks into the future, it's like, what happened? I thought you just give me the ball and make me play. Like, sports media does those things. Well, oh, what happened? I thought we just had to give you the ball and then you would make a play.
C.J. Stroud ranks among rookie quarterbacks through the first 8 games. This is where he ranks. So Andrew Luck averaged 300 yards. Cam Newton, just under 300 yards. Justin Herbert, 291. Joe Burrow, 284. C.J. Stroud's at 283. Patrick Mahomes was at 313. But he wasn't a rookie year. That was his second year as the starting quarterback for Kansas City. So he's in some pretty good territory. I mean, those are all successful quarterbacks with Andrew Luck, Cam Newton, Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, and then C.J. Stroud. Just to be able to have that weapon for a team like that, your head coach, DeMeco Ryans, is a defensive-minded head coach, whereas Frank Reich, and former quarterback with Carolina, so you have an offensive-minded head coach, and Bryce Young has struggled a little bit. I don't think their expectation level was too high for either of these two teams. I don't know what the over-unders were, probably 4 or 5 wins. Well, Texans are going to surpass that. I mean, they're at least a threat in their division. Carolina is not. Yes, Paulie.
Seton was saying, C.J. Stroud, is there any way he could not be great? Like, the way he's looking now, it's hard to picture. The only quarterback I could think of would be Robert Griffin III for Washington. He was the rookie of the year over Andrew Luck. He made the Pro Bowl. He had 3,200 yards, 20 touchdowns, 5 picks, and everyone was on that bandwagon. He never made another Pro Bowl. Now, most of that was due to injury.
But he played dangerously.
Yes.
C.J. Stroud is not that kind of player.
Correct.
And that's the difference between those two. RG3... had he been more cautious, played smarter, didn't take on those hits, could still be playing football. But you play dangerous and your career... You know, Cam Newton was bigger than RG3. He played dangerous. Michael Vick played dangerous. I mean, at some point, they catch you. And if you don't get out of bounds, slide, those things, then that comes back to haunt you. C.J. Stroud seems to be a pocket quarterback and fine with being a pocket quarterback. Yes, Marvin.
Did the Panthers not see C.J. Stroud against Georgia in the college football playoff? That was Vince Young-esque. We would have been talking about him like we talk about Vince Young had they had won that game.
Yeah. That's what I kept coming back to. When Carolina says, hey, we're going to take Bryce Young. And I just kept thinking, okay, did Bryce Young have a game like that that C.J. Stroud had in a big moment against Georgia? And that was an NFL defense that he was going against. Yes, Mark.
It feels like Mitch Trubisky and Deshaun Watson. Like, yeah. when they picked Mitch over Deshaun, I was like, did no one see? No. So you guys didn't see Clemson, Alabama. Oh, okay, cool.
I did say that as well. Like, what am I missing on Deshaun Watson? the talent, you know, the quarterback himself, because he did it all there right in front of us. I think sometimes when it's right in front of you, you go, yeah, but how much better is he going to get? Yeah, maybe that's his ceiling. Where, give me that guy that I haven't seen before. You know, I haven't seen this Mitch Trubisky guy. Okay, there he is. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. We'll hear from Josh Allen coming up in a little bit, and Patrick Mahomes as well, and Mike McCarthy. And so the Cowboys have a chance. I thought they were going to win the game. They should have won the game. I'm sure we'll hear from Shea and Irving as well. Yes, Paulie?
There's one more name on the poll question of who had the worst weekend.
Okay.
Former Raiders coach Josh McDaniels.
Man, there's a backstory there. We'll talk about that. Antonio Pierce beats his former team and the rejuvenated Raiders. They dominate the Giants. Daniel Jones is going to be gone for probably a year. He might not be back until the beginning of next season. He obviously won't be back this year, but got injured in that game, and that was a tough watch. Tough watch. But I sort of wanted to see what the Raiders do. Like, do they have a spirit of the old Raiders? And that's what Antonio Pierce has tried to install in that team. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about the end of the Cowboys-Eagles game. We'll hear from Shea and Irving, and we'll come up with other poll questions as well. Take a break. Just getting started on this Monday. Glad you're aboard. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Watching the Cowboys against the Eagles, and yes, I did pick the Cowboys to win this game, and they should have won this game. They had the opportunity, first and goal from the six. You have time. And I kept thinking, all right, this is CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb, Tony Pollard, maybe going out for a pass. You got four tries, and even your second best option was your tight end. Okay, you got opportunities here. The Eagles gifted you this field position. This is where you win these games. This is where you go, okay, now we're over the hump. Now there's no questions about the quarterback or the coach. Now, because you're watching this game in Philadelphia, Jalen Hurts was hurt, but he's a tough kid. And, you know, they didn't play well at times, but then Dallas stayed in it. They were still there. And there were just moments where, you know, Dak goes out of bounds, two-point conversion. Like, there's so many little things, but those things add up. It's like watching the Dolphins against the Chiefs. At no point did I think the Dolphins were going to win this game. But they stayed in the game. But that's what they seem to do. Chiefs will keep you in the game, but you don't beat them. The Dolphins, you got to win some of these games. The same with the Cowboys. You got to win this game. Then it sends a message to your team and the rest of the NFC. You know, the Bengals send a message. They beat Buffalo last night. You know, just to say, and what's Buffalo's schedule coming up?
So the Bills have losses this year, by the way, to the Jets and the Patriots, by the way, just to remember. The Bills host the Broncos, host the Jets. Both teams are better. Then they go at Eagles, at Chiefs, Cowboys, Chargers.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a tough stretch. They finish with the Dolphins, and that's going to be probably for a playoff spot.
Yeah. All righty. So we're settling on that poll question. Who had the worst weekend, Seton?
Yeah, we got the options up there right now at danpatrick.com.
Okay. Mike McCarthy talked about having an opportunity to win this game.
We had chances to win that game. I don't really think we were fighting back. I mean, you know, we had the lead in the first half. You know, we had had that stretch of penalties there. I mean, it's the ebb and flow of a football game. I mean, that's the way these games go. I mean, they're a very good team. You know, we feel great about our team. And, you know, we need to learn from these mistakes because, I mean, that's what these games come down to.
Why do I feel like I could play that same answer 3 weeks from now and then 3 weeks after that? Shay and Irving joining us on the program. Good morning, Shay.
This son of a gun, Danny, can't take responsibility for nothing. And if I have to hear him from the freaking podium one more time, I'm going to snap like a twig. First and five from the six, Danny. First and five from the six. Game on the line. Two plays later. It's third and 27. This offense went backwards 21 yards with the game on the line against a divisional opponent. What the hell's going on? And you want a 50-50 ball? You're throwing it to freaking Tolbert on fourth and whatever the hell? What? CD is going off. What the hell's going on?
I said the same thing, and they had their tight end was wide open on a play. And if you don't go to CD Lamb, it felt like that they had a play to win the game, and Dak missed him. But I didn't understand. And then you run the ball that first down, and I go, okay, we're trying to surprise the Eagles. You know what? When I surprise the Eagles, when I throw a touchdown pass and we win the game, that's when I surprise them, not running a quarterback draw.
That's when you surprise America, when this stupid freaking offense scores in the red zone. They sure as hell can't do it and haven't been doing it all year. And the fact, this is a cultural collapse, Danny, and there is one man at the head of all of it. And that is the fat man. And he's to take responsibility and get the hell out of the way and let Dan Quinn take over. This dude is a bum, Danny. The pre-snap penalties, the freaking clock management, the damn offensive line is jogging with a minute 27 left instead of running up to the line. That all comes from the top, Danny.
Take a deep breath.
This is what happens when they play someone good, Danny. This is what happens. You can go beat the Chargers, but you play the Niners. You play the Eagles, you get smoked, you lose. They gifted that game, Danny, 70 freaking penalty yards with no time left, and we still can't get it done.
Thank you, Shay.
I'm disgusted, Danny, whatever.
I know.
They had it.
One of these Sundays, I'm going over to Shay's house. One of these Sundays, I'm going to do it. But I'm going to bring security with me.
Have a safe word or something. I'll come running.
Yes. I'm going to yell out, Longhorn. Paulie, Longhorn, come get me. Longhorn. Oh, it matters so much to him.
Can you maybe make it a Saturday instead of a Sunday? I feel like you might need a day to recover.
Nah, you know, maybe a Cowboys 1 o'clock game, maybe. Then I have a little time to recover there. I can't imagine. You know, you have Fritzy. I know that he gets caught up in being a Bronco fan, but you don't go to the degree that Shea does. When your team loses, I don't think you do, at least, do you? Do you sound like that at any point during a Broncos game?
During the game, I get very loud and frustrated. But once they lose, which has been the case more often than not, it takes me a couple hours to get over it, and then I just kind of move on and accept it.
Have you broken anything before?
No, I'm not a violent like that. I'll yell and scream, maybe lose my voice a little bit and get pissed off, but I'm not breaking things or throwing things around the house.
And I do appreciate Shea monitoring his language there, because I'm going to guess that he probably could have slipped one by the goalie there. Yes, Marvin?
On November 19th, the Cowboys play at the Panthers. It's a 1 o'clock game.
No, that's ripe for disaster.
That would be, oh my God, if they lost to the Panthers. If they lost to the Panthers.
You got to leave your car running. Like, you got to have the door open, car running, just be ready to bolt.
I think what I would do is I would tell Shea and Irving I'm recording the game. I'm recording him watching the game. And then we just bring in a recording device, and then I play that maybe on Monday, good and bad, with him. But I imagine he's got three young daughters, three little girls. His roommate, his wife, must take these kids out. You can't leave him with the... You imagine they're going, Mommy, what's that word mean? Mommy, what's that word? What's Daddy saying? Yes, Marvin.
Are you guys friends with anybody that you won't watch a game with because they take it way too serious?
Oh, sure. I watched with Eagle fans yesterday.
Why?
Ew.
Accidentally. Oh, my God. It was, that referee, he's biased. He hates us. Like, everything was, and I kept thinking, wait, you know, that Dallas is getting penalized, too. I could go, they don't see it both ways, but they were, the Eagles, everybody's out to get the Eagles. And I went, I don't think it works that way. Yeah, and then you get this one. You don't think referees can be bought? And I go, they can be, I'm guessing. I don't think they are. But everything was like, oh, they're on the take. And I go, no they're not. They're not on the take.
No.
Might have been a bad call. They do make mistakes, but oh, my God. Get some phone calls here. Best and worst of the weekend. How about them Raiders? Got their interim head coach, Antonio Pierce. They're back. I think they had more sacks yesterday than they did the entire season. Now, granted, it was against the Giants, but I thought that they had a little spirit, a little, step, a pickup in their step, a little giddy up in their step here. Here's Antonio Pierce, the Raiders' interim head coach.
You've had great wins as a player, but where does your first head coaching win rank?
It's up there. My stomach was, I had them butterflies before the game. That hasn't happened but two other times in my life, and it was special, very special.
Jay Glazer had the report on Fox Sunday morning that it kind of backfired on Josh McDaniels. He asked Antonio Pierce to say something to the team. So here is the assistant coach, and he's going to say something. It was basically Antonio Pierce talking about beating the Patriots when Josh McDaniels was there as the offensive coordinator, and they had Tom Brady and Randy Moss. And then all of a sudden, Josh McDaniels is basically saying, don't bring up the Patriots here. And then all of a sudden, it just caved in. Then all of a sudden, it went up to the ownership here. And then the players were like, hey, we want change here. And I'm thinking about this with, you know, Mark Davis. Mark Davis has been there, I think, 11 years now. And what has he done? I don't think they've had a playoff win. They average 6.5 wins per season. And he's been the constant there, when you think about this. He has been there 11 full seasons. He's run the franchise. They average 6.4 wins per season. Zero playoff wins. Three team presidents in the last 3 years. Their CEO fired on Friday. All of these head coaches. He's the constant. He's the issue. You're going to be paying $80 million to coaches you fired. Now, are you going to bring in a coach and spend money? You're going to have to spend a lot of money for Jim Harbaugh if you want somebody like that. Are you going to hire Antonio Pierce? Yes, Pauline.
The Raiders' last playoff victory was 2002. They've had, I'm looking at the list, they've had so many coaches. I'm looking at maybe 9 different coaches, and I have to take a minute to count them up.
Why would you think anything's going to change with the Raiders? if things haven't changed at the top. He's the problem. And this is why I said this last week. You got to bring in a football guy because there needs to be the buffer. I always likened it to this, and it's not a great analogy, but it's what I always think of. When you watch The Office with Michael, and Pam would always be on the phone when Michael was ready to say something stupid to somebody calling in, she would protect him. She'd go, hold on, Michael, he's not there yet. Because he'd always say something stupid. And then they'd put somebody through, and then he wouldn't say something stupid. You need to have a Pam there intercepting the phone call to prevent Mark Davis from doing something stupid again. I would hire Pam from The Office.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing?
He needs a Pam.
Yes, he needs a Pam. And that's where Tom Brady comes in. He can be Pam. He can be the football guy. I wonder, I know he's not involved officially. Tom Brady and Jim Gray are best friends. Jim Gray reportedly is consulting Mark Davis, or at least he has a good relationship with him. Now, you got to, let me just connect the dots here, and I'm sure everybody's going to deny this because don't want to get anybody in trouble. Jim Gray, Tom Brady, Mark Davis, discussions? Tom wants to buy into the team, hasn't done that officially. Do you make him, does he want to be team president? I don't know if he still wants to broadcast. But if you're buying into the Raiders, are you allowed to broadcast? I guess I would wonder. And you got one of the greatest competitors we've ever seen in sports. Get him in there. Now, if Tom, did he sign off on firing Josh McDaniels, his former offensive coordinator? That would be interesting. But it feels like you have to have that football guy there. A football acumen. Just because your dad was a genius, Al Davis, that doesn't mean, you know, falls far from the tree.
Yeah, that whole Apple thing, huh?
Yeah, yeah. That Apple can hit you right on the noggin. But I wonder, you know, are the Raiders just going to keep repeating the same mistake over and over and over? And are you going to hire the right person? Rich Bisaccia coached them to the playoffs. The players loved him. But no, you got to have a bigger name. Josh McDaniels is meant to be a coordinator. There are a lot of coaches who are just meant to be coordinators, not a head coach. And we saw that again with the Raiders. All right, the Josh Dobbs situation for Minnesota was spectacular. I think he's been on five teams in the last, 45 months. Arizona said, see ya. We got Kyler coming back. Clayton Tune is going to come in and play a little bit. And they got rid of Josh Dobbs. So he goes, he's the sort of an emergency backup quarterback for the Vikings. Well, starter gets hurt. Josh Dobbs, he doesn't even know the name of his teammates. He didn't have any practice reps. He's on the sidelines taking snaps for the first time from his center. And he's got to be telling guys to turn around so he knows what their names are. And he leads them to victory. And this is the guy who said he either wanted to be an NFL quarterback or an astronaut. What a fascinating. So 45 teams, 45 weeks, 45 weeks. He's been on five teams. Good for him. And I hope he gets something out of this because he played well for Arizona. And maybe if they move on from Kirk Cousins and Josh Dobbs, get a chance. But certainly a cheaper option there. Buddha in San Francisco leads us off. Good morning, Buddha. What's on your mind today?
What up, DP?
Hey, bud.
Good morning, boys. What's up, Fritzy? Dan, today's show intro was fire. I mean, that's straight putting Jennifer on blast. I was getting pumped up. I was like, is this go time right now? But best of the weekend, Dan. The NFL and its weekend. I think that it was wild and thrilling, back and forth scoring, games coming down to the last plays. The Cowboys lost in spectacular fashion. So overall, huge win for the Shield. So very entertaining. And Bester, Dan, I'm keeping it positive this morning. You just literally just took it out of my head. Joshua Dobbs, Dan. I mean, dude lands on the team just last week. Doesn't take a practice snap. Barely knows any names or plays, for that matter. And he still goes out there and pulls out a win. I mean, he seems so likable. And I'll leave you with three words, Dan. Good ass dude.
Thank you, Buddha. Bill in Fort Myers. Hi, Bill. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Good morning. Gosh, I feel like I'm in rarefied air following Shea and then Buddha. Dan, yeah, you guys stole my thunder. The best and the worst of the weekend was obviously the best. Came from Minnesota. The Vikings, Josh Dobbs, stealing, third-string quarterback, doesn't even know the guy's names. And then the worst, keeping in line with backup quarterbacks, my Minnesota Gophers, losing to the Fighting Illini. They had a backup quarterback. He didn't even warm up. First pass, fourth and 11. They drove the field in 85 seconds to snatch victory from the hands of defeat from my Gophers. And, Dan, there's no chance the Gophers will ever get a better opportunity to compete for a Big Ten title with USC, UCLA coming in next year and Washington and Oregon the next.
So, Bill, that's a lot of Minnesota Gopher talk. I mean, we love them, but that's a little too much. You got to be a little bit better if we're going to have a little bit more airtime.
Break that.
Yeah, have to do that. All right, let's take a break. Just getting started. Our play of the day is up next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Oh my God.
The play.
The play's gonna play.
Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
I'm gonna play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
CJ gets the snap. CJ looking, throwing to the end zone. Drops up down.
Yes!
Yes! Takes the lead.
Yes!
Down with the reception. Rock and roll. My goodness. What a comeback.
Go Cougs.
Houston gets it done. Are you kidding?
Texans Radio Network with the call. That's your play of the day, brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the program. Hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats. The only place to collect them all. Panini trading cards, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, instant classics, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue your collection now. Panini America. CJ.net. CJ Stroud throws for 470. That breaks Andrew Luck's rookie passing record of 433. And CJ Stroud joins Y.A. Tittle in 1962 and Ben Roethlisberger in 2015 as the only players in history with 470 or more passing yards, five or more touchdown passes, and zero interceptions in a game. Impressive numbers there. Impressive. All right, some phone calls coming up. There were a couple of penalties, and I try not to focus too much on these penalties, but there are times when you go, I don't know how a defensive player plays the game. And if you're going to be a pass rusher, there was a play where Mac Jones got sacked. And Paulie goes, guess what happened on this play? I go, roughing the passer? He goes, yeah. I go, how is it roughing the passer? He tries not to land on him. Now, he's going to land on him because he's tackling him. But he even braces himself. The defender does. But they call roughing the passer. And you're going, imagine if you're a defensive player and it happens so quickly. It's split second. Now you have to almost edit yourself in real time. Like, oh, my God, can I? Ooh, I can't hit. And it happens so quick. And then you could miss the sack. It might get to the point, if I'm a defensive coordinator, just say, go get him. Get your money's worth. Go hit him. You know, because you've got a window there that you're allowed to hit him. Can't go up top. Can't down low. Okay, where can I hit you? Okay, you can hit me there, but you can't land on me. And if you're a defensive player, these guys are 300 pounds. I know, we're trying to protect the quarterback. We're getting to the point with protecting the quarterback the way we are with kickoffs. They don't want kickoffs in the game. They don't want quarterbacks hit. It's sad that we've gotten rid of the kickoff because there are a lot of careers that were made upon kickoffs. And there is nothing more exciting than an opening kickoff. Any type of kickoff return for a touchdown. You know, it's like a triple in baseball. It doesn't happen very often. When it does, it's pretty exciting. But I'm watching and I'm going, I don't know how defensive players are taught anymore of what to do. And I know there were times that it was really egregious. You know, growing up and watching games in the 60s and the 70s, all bets were off. Go get them. Rough them up. And then all of a sudden they're going, man, we got to keep those investments out there. We're spending a lot of money on those guys. You know, now let the running backs get beat up, but not the quarterback. Brandy in Iowa. Hey, Brandy, how are you? Good to have you back.
Hey, Dan, thanks for taking my call. Hey, I just have one best from the weekend. And I'm going to cheat a little bit. It was this morning. Today is my birthday. And my
happy
wife,
birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday.
I'm like Polly with birthdays, but now you just ruined it. But
happy birthday.
We retract it.
God, I hate talking about my birthday so much. That's why I called in.
You happen to pick up Dan.
I wish you would have just ignored it, but fine, since you're going to make it a big deal.
Yeah.
The best is, I opened up the box before the show. She wanted me to open it before the show, and here's the occasionally accurate annals of football in my hand for today.
Awesome.
So it ended up being a good day.
All right.
Still love the book.
If you want me to sign it, just make sure you put the return postage there, and I'll be more than happy to sign it for you.
Absolutely. I'm smart enough to know how to add postage people when you send these books.
Not everybody does. Not everybody does. They think if you return address, I go, no, postage. Postage. Happy birthday, Brandy.
Thanks, Dan.
Yeah, Seton, great point. Oh, I hate talking about my birthday, but let me tell you, it's my birthday. Let me call into a radio show and tell everybody.
Oh, God. Everyone's just bringing it up all the time. Anyway, it's my birthday today. Don't talk about it.
Gus in L.A. Hi, Gus. Good to have you back.
Good morning, Mr. Patrick. Hope you and the boys had a great one. You know, this is going to be a weird best for the weekend. I went to the USC game, and the best of the weekend was watching Caleb Williams play in person. I mean, you know, we see him on weekend. Watching that guy do that in person was amazing. It was, I mean, I was sitting, which this goes in the worst of the weekend. My brother-in-law hits me up Thursday, and he goes, hey, man, I got tickets to the SC game. You want to go? I was like, let's do it. He does not tell me that he got the tickets by one of his best friends who's a defensive coach for Washington.
You're in the Washington fan section?
Like, late Friday night, he tells me, he goes, oh, by the way, you might not be able to wear your SD colors. I'm like, why not? I'm a Trojan. I'm going to the Coliseum. He goes, we're going to be staying with Washington. It was a nightmare having to sit there, my mouth shut, when Caleb Williams and Zach Brandt do the fake and they do the flea flicker reverse. I'm sitting there, like, about to scream, and I'm like, no, I'm literally going to get beat to hell by the 325-pound Tongan sitting next to me. I'm going to sit here and stay quiet. That was the worst of the weekend. It would have been worse if Alex Grinch had not been fired, but yesterday the gods took care of that one, so we're good. But that was my best and worst of the weekend. You boys have a great week.
Thank you, Gus. It's tough when you go, oh, where are our seats? Wait. We're not going to fight on today. We're going to be right here with the Washington Husky fan base there. It was fun to watch. Defense was optional. Michael Penix Jr. III. He got a lot of poise, man. But Caleb Williams, it always feels like he's going to find a way to keep the play alive. You know, there's a Mahomesian feel to that where it just feels like somehow Patrick will make a play or he won't make a bad play or he'll get something out of that. And watching Caleb, and I've probably, you know, you're watching entire games because a lot of times you watch highlights and then you're misled when you go, man, that guy, he's great. Well, you can be great on certain plays, but what do you do the rest of the plays? Caleb Williams, he might be more valuable to USC this year than last year because when you go out and you go, I got to get at least 45 points, right? I got to get at least 45, and that's not even guaranteed to win. If they have an average defense this year, just average, he's still in the Heisman race because maybe they only have one loss. You know, Notre Dame game, not good. By the way, Clemson's back. Just ask Dabo Sweeney. Reese Davis, host of College Game Day. We'll talk about the Michigan situation and what happened to the Colorado Buffaloes.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.